I can keep this pretty brief, but you know, obviously to follow up on what we discussed, what was that Sunday now, right? So a couple days, but you know, we knew there was still some potential to trade a few more players. We went into today thinking that there was going to be an opportunity to do something with Paulie D, and we were able to accomplish that. And then really we were just sort of like sitting back and seeing the level of interest we would end up having with Jack, because we really felt like after we moved Monty, it did sort of clear the deck and it allowed for other teams to then start to focus on that. So when you think about what we were able to accomplish over, you know, really last week and a half, we acquired 10 players, seven of which are pitchers, five starters, two relievers, one at the major league level, three will be assigned to AAA, one at AA, and one at low A, and then one will be rehabbing. Three position players, one going to AAA, one to AA, and one to our complex league. So pretty diverse group, but you know, when you see that many players going to AAA, we feel like we gave ourselves a chance to really add to our bench, if you will, and to give us a lot of options moving forward, and something that we don't have to wait 4 or 5 years to see a return on. So net-net, we're excited about it, but we still have to be patient, get them into our system, and see really where we're at. But that's my summary.
Well, of the nine players you acquired, you're going to the minor leagues. How many of those do you imagine would impact your major league team in 2024?
I think it's a little early to say. I mean, we do envision those guys that are going to AAA to be that phone call away. We do envision the person going to AA to be a phone call away. I think, you know, when you're below that, you've got to earn your way up. But it's not uncommon for someone to go to AA to go to the big leagues.
Would you look at Rahm in particular? Is that a player you think maybe is on the verge of being able to make major league starts?
Yeah. We're certainly excited about getting him. You know, when you look at the breadth of pitching we got, we did look at guys that were maybe more of a traditional St. Louis Cardinal model, where high ground ball rate, but we also tried to tilt more to some swing and miss and to higher strikeout rate.
Well, the other minor league pitchers, several of them that you got are going up a level from where they came. What does that say about where your system was?
Well, we also thought of the time of year. My guess is some of these guys were about to get promoted anyway. It actually, what it says about our system is it's a little crowded at Memphis, but we wanted to be aggressive with that, and we felt basically how they were performing, they deserved that opportunity to go higher.
Because all the guys, most of the guys you traded were going to be free agents, how much did that impact on what you could get back?
Well, I think you hear that phrase, I'm not paying for a rental. So I think you guys can determine how that's viewed. But when you look at the players that were moved and relative to what other teams received, you know, we felt we did well, but I imagine every team feels they did well. But obviously, when you're having a player for 2 months, it's a lot different than acquiring somebody for 5 years. That's a very fair question, and I would say two things. One is the depth now that you've added to our minor league system that you didn't have, say, 4 days ago has changed dramatically. In terms of impact, when you're looking at trying to fill three rotational spots, obviously we know that that's either going to have to come through the trade market this offseason or the free agent market, and we'll prepare ourselves for the following. But we didn't feel like there was those types of deals existed to like in this process. And so we looked at really what path we could go down, and we decided to go down the path of just adding as much depth or breadth, if you will, to our system. And I feel like we accomplished that. Now, next year's roster is going to look different. We know that. We weren't at the competitive level we wanted to be, and so change has to happen.
Quite a crowd in the outfield. Was there interest in outfielders that you have on your roster currently?
Yeah, I don't want to get into specifics. I mean, I would say, like, you know, virtually half our roster people asked about, but as you can imagine, when players aren't performing at the level that we expect them to, it's probably not the ideal time to be, I hate to use the word selling, but looking to trade. So, we really felt like guys are going to get a lot of opportunity now for the next 2 months. Let's see what we have. And then we can use this off season to rethink that, reorder it, reprioritize.
When you think about the depth you added from middle infield, the guys you added to the upper levels, and then the outfield circumstances that you just described it, is that where you could pull from to get one of the starters you need? Is that?
It's possible, yes. I mean, obviously, we didn't feel like we could do that in this period. Was it talked about? Yes. But it just, no one, where there was that sort of their strength or their depth, they just weren't in a position to pull it now. And I think a lot of things you got to always remember this time of year, teams that are trading to win now don't want to trade from their current roster. And so it just really limits your ability to make that more impactful deal.
Hello, reading from about Rom. Fastball looks like right around like 91, but amazing with slider. What can you share about things that enticed you to try to get him?
I think the most important thing is his ability to go pole to pole, like durability. But we were also, frankly, just very excited about his ability to strike people out and just have success. And so that just fits in what we were looking to do. I mean, obviously, you're not going to find a top 10 prospect when you're trading for these types of things unless there's massive amounts of money involved or something, and that wasn't the case in these deals.
With the exception of Madison Cabrera, who was traded for a different reason, all five of the players he traded were set to be free agents. How much did you stress keeping players under team control because you believe in the core of this roster for next year?
Well, I think it's twofold. One is we do like our everyday club. We certainly did not want to give up players that we do have under control from our middle relief or from our rotation. Like I said earlier, a lot of players were asked about, but we just didn't feel like that was in our best interest. We already know we're going to have yeoman's work to do to fill our rotation. And so we didn't want to make that even more difficult.
The other day when we were in here, you said it's a possibility that Mason Wayne could get called up now that the trade deadline's open. Over what can you share? Is it possible
he'll
be called up?
Sure.
But you're not making an announcement that it's happening anytime soon. Or what else can you say about it? You think anytime soon?
I don't know. But, I mean, we just got Tommy Edman back. We're going to plug and play him at short and see where we look. But like I said the other day, I could envision at some point this year we see him.
Well, do you guys know yet what kind of procedure Donovan will have on his arm?
Yeah, he's having a ligament repair, but it's not Tommy John. Modified version, yeah. That's what we've been told. That's what we anticipate.
Do you know more about Roby at this time? You did not after, like, what his throwing program is?
I have not had any time to focus on that, so no.
Well, you mentioned you guys consider holding back and going to qualify an offer route, and what about the return from Baltimore if you guys decide to take that out instead?
Well, as you can imagine, what a qualifying offer could get you in return, I would hope you think we bettered that based on the three players we got. So, it's...
You've talked about how much work there is to go in the rotation. I didn't know if it was appealing, the idea of maybe getting players...
But it's basically 3x of that pick. So it's...
So the corollary
that is keeping them up. It's...
No, I understand keeping Jack. I understand the reference, but when you're able to acquire that type of talent, it's hard not to do.
Well, you mentioned sort of the opportunity people get over the next couple of months. How different is the next couple of months going to be for you guys as far as just being in that mode, and also how important the evaluations that you're going to make for Jeff are going to be for your offense?
Well, I think the difference for us over the past two decades to now is like, obviously October is not likely going to happen, but we still want to come to the ballpark every day. We still want to put an entertaining product out there, and we still hope to win baseball games. From a front office standpoint, yeah, it's going to weigh in heavily on how people perform and what we see, and that'll determine, how we really put our offseason strategy together.
Mo Ali mentioned that Matt Liberatore, a player, is going to get one of those opportunities again. JoJo is going to have some of the ends of games. Who are the other players that you think fall into that category?
I mean, right now, Dakota Hudson, We'll obviously get some starts or and see how that goes. Could be some of these younger guys that we traded for that may end up getting some opportunities. So as you can imagine, I mean, this is like kind of a whirlwind few hours. I mean, like, I need like time to like think about roster, think about where it's going to be, what it's going to look like, and then position it to allow for that optimization of opportunity for some of these particular players.
Would you expect to go back to free catcher at some point before the end of the year?
Possibly. We'll see. I mean, that was an option today, but, you know, with the infield, wanted a little more protection there. I mean, I think like getting somebody like Luke and Baker up here at some point to give him some more bats would be interesting. So there's a lot of things we want to do, but ultimately you still want to win baseball games.
Well, based on what you have right now and the scouting reports, analytic reports on these guys, of the players you acquired, who is closest to the majors in your estimation, other than
Kim? You know, I think like Klopfenstein is someone that's going to be interesting. I think Robert is going to be someone that's going to be interesting. So I, you know, these guys are close, and looking forward to seeing what they can do.
Well, your experience in being a seller for the first time in your career, obviously it's not something that you enjoyed or anticipated, but was there anything that you learned about this process that surprised you?
I mean, it's definitely a little different when people are coming to you for things versus you going to them. And, you know, it is insightful on, like, some teams don't want to talk about certain things. Other teams are just keep throwing things at you. And, you know, for us, we were usually sort of that ladder, just always trying to get deals done to acquire talent. But it's really just the polar opposite, but it's not really that different. It's, you know, unless you're just standing pat, then it's probably a very quiet deadline. But this, from a standpoint of just volume, was obviously the biggest I've ever been a part of.
Task of going into an offseason still needing three starts, how daunting is that? Can you describe that, the monumental, you know, magnitude of trying to find three starters?
I think your question answers it, but I it's going to be work.
Was anything close? Or was it really just about getting Jack done after Paul got done? Was there anything else out there?
I mean, look, we were open for business. Again, if people had interest in something, they could have called, but no, there was nothing really else close.
Well, is that, sure. Is that about your conversation with Jack?
You know, he thanked me for his time here. I thanked him for what he meant to the Cardinals. I wished him well. You know, I said, like, you know, you never say never, because could be back.
Well, was there a point, or maybe in your last description about how people are coming to you, this answers that, but did you explore anything where you would be concerned about the buyer?
Yeah, we did, especially if it had some level of control, but never got to the point where we could get that done.
Mo, just quickly go back to the Donovan injury. Is there sort of a trickle-down effect of Mason Wynn and kind of how they get that, if there's a follow-up, just kind of timeline on that with him out for the rest of the year?
Yeah, again, I don't know when we're going to bring him up. I think he's playing really well, but, you know, I could imagine at some point he's back. Gets an opportunity, not back.
One consideration in that, the rookie eligibility, it's 45 days on the roster, obviously takes that away from him.
I haven't even thought about that, but thanks for pointing it out.
Well, how much can some of the conversations you've had over the last couple of weeks inform off-season discussions that you may have with other teams?
I think it was helpful. Yeah, I mean, obviously, because you're talking about so many things like that maybe didn't get done, but it gives you an idea of what maybe potentially could happen in the future. Now, you know, both parties, things can change, but I did think that was helpful.
You mentioned that other teams that are competing right now, contending right now, don't want to trade from their major league club. Is that something you ran into on the starting pitching market specifically?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How was your conversation with Paul DeYoung before he was going to trade to
Toronto? I think he was a bit surprised, but I would say he was professional, pro, gracious for his time here, was very appreciative of the opportunity he got this year. I think a lot of people thought maybe that wasn't a good idea, but then for him to, you know, really, you know, basically put up league average numbers at short, he got himself back on the map.
Did Toronto contact you, or you contacted Ross?
Ross had reached out to me, and so we talked about it.
Jordan Walker didn't play a bunch. Is because he's already now in the final 50, however many games. What are you hoping to see out of him? What are you hoping to develop as he gets even more playing time?
Well, what you're hoping for is that he can continue to grow and develop, right? Obviously, you're excited about the talent. You know what's there, but you have to see that evolve to this level and consistency. And so it's learning at the big leagues is tough. It's very demanding. And, hopefully we can find a pathway for that.